Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Hey, it's the Friday edition of the Business News Hour, and that means on the final segment, what do? We check in with our friends at City View because they know what's going on in the metro. And with us this week is Katie Colosimo. Welcome back, Katie.
Thanks.
Yay.
Yay.
So how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, it's Friday. It's the weekend. I'm very happy.
You're very happy. Only two more working days until Monday.
Don't remind me.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's a writer's dilemma, and you're a photographer.
Yes.
So you spend a lot of time working.
Yes. So I will be working this weekend, but that's besides the point.
I knew it. All right, what have you got on tap?
Starting in the morning, there's the Burr Ride. Have you ever done that?
Oh, boy. I've never done the Burr Ride. I know lots of people that have done the Burr Ride. That's, does it go to Jefferson or?
It's Perry.
Perry, that's it.
Perry to Rippey.
Yeah.
And it starts at the Hotel Pathé.
Right. Which, by the way, just sold.
Oh, did it?
The Hotel Pathé just recently sold. And as a matter of fact, I saw the current previous owner. Just the other day, as a matter of fact, he was at the Bike Expo here in Des Moines. And yeah, so they just sold, and new owner was there and all kinds of stuff. So
exciting.
Yeah. So this is the Hotel Pathé from there in Perry to Rippey.
Yes.
And it is the Burr Ride.
Yes, the 41st annual Burr Ride.
Is it that many?
Yeah, I had no idea it had been going on that long.
Wow. And it's great weather for the Burr Ride this year.
I think it's going to be around 40 degrees.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see if it gets up that high, but
maybe.
That's what my weather app says.
So we'll see. All right. Well, it's an appropriate themed event.
Definitely.
All right. So if you're feeling a little bit adventurous, head on up to Perry, strap your bike on, and get some warm clothes, and go on the Burr Ride.
And then after that, in the afternoon, is City View's Fire and Ice event.
Ooh. What's that?
That is in Valley Junction. I think it's the first year we've done this. And it's kind of a roving drinking event. You get tickets. Tickets are $20. And then you get to drink at, I think it's 10 different places. There's specialty drinks.
Specialty things. So it's cocktails.
Cocktails, yes.
Thank you.
21 and over.
Not just slamming things.
No,
These are the enjoyment of fire and ice. And is there anything like a competition involved here? Or?
There's not a competition, but there are lots of giveaways.
Oh, yeah?
So if you're heading to the event, there's a good chance you could walk away with a little gift.
So where does it start at?
It starts at the old City Hall, the historic City Hall in Valley Junction. And that's where you check in and get tickets on 5th Street. And then you go to, you can go to any of these places. You don't have to go in any order. You can go to G-Migs, the Hall, the Longest Yard, the Tavern. There's a number of places.
All right. And it all starts in Valley Junction.
Yes, at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock on Saturday. I'm thinking that sounds like a plan.
I'll be there.
Well, you're covering.
I'm
for
taking photos.
City View, of course. I get it.
I'll be hanging out. And then that night is an Iowa Wolves game, but this one is really exciting because it's Hoops and Hounds night, so you can bring your dog to the
puppies.
Game. Yes. Have you been to the game where you can bring your dog?
No, I don't think so. No.
I've been before, and it's surprisingly quiet. All the dogs are pretty well behaved.
Yeah.
They have them in their own section, though. Maybe that's why it's
We should bring Yofi. We should take Yofi.
Yofi would do really well.
Yeah, I think she would, too. Oh, she's so spoiled. So this is Wolves and Hounds?
They're not playing the Hounds. It's just called Hoops and Hounds.
Hoops and Hounds. There you go.
The Wolves are actually playing the Oklahoma City Blue.
Got it.
Yes. And then Sunday, you know what Sunday is, right?
Sunday would be that soccer game, that big soccer game that's going on.
Football.
No, it's American football. Yeah. It is. Yes. And I have tickets, by the way.
You do? No way.
Well, not to the game.
Okay.
Of course not. I'm a poor man. No, I have tickets for a seating on a couch at a friend's house who always has the Super Bowl party at his home. So, yeah. So that's going to be where I'm going to be hanging out.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. But also, there's the Puppy Bowl that day.
I've heard about this.
Game. Yes. So if you want to check out the Puppy Bowl and you don't have Animal Planet, you can go to Doc's Lounge in Johnston. And A. Heinz 57 is having an event where you can watch the game. And there's a silent auction and things to benefit them.
So it's kind of the Puppy Bowl on a local level.
Yes. And on their website, they said that there's A. Heinz 57 alumni represented in the game.
Oh, yeah?
So it might be some local dogs in this puppy bowl.
Of some notoriety.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds like fun. That's Sunday, right?
That's Sunday. And that's at 1 p.m. is when the event starts. And I believe the game, the Puppy Bowl game, is at 2 p.m.
You got to have a Puppy Bowl.
It's super cute.
How fun.
Mm-hmm. And then Monday night Raw returns to Wells Fargo Arena.
What?
You know, wrestling.
Is this wrestling?
Yes.
Why do they call it Raw? Any idea?
I think it might stand for something.
Oh, okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
Are you going?
I have been before when they were here last, I think, because it's been 3 years since they've been here for Monday Night Raw.
One of my favorite memories is when our son was, I don't know, 7, maybe 8 years old, mm-hmm. and we came to WWE or mm-hmm. Wrestling World, whatever it was at that time.
WWF back then.
Exactly, WWF. Mm-hmm. And, all the famous stars were there, of mm-hmm. course. And what was the guy's name?
The Hulk.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan was there and he thrilled the crowd, of course, and chairs were thrown and
the pageantry is just.
It is amazing.
It's pretty fun.
It's quite a show.
I was a seat filler when they were in town last, so I had to move from seat to seat because, you know, they film it live and, you know, they want the seats to look full.
Oh, yeah. Is that so? You're a what now? Tell the story about this.
A seat filler, which is they do for live TV, you know, like they do at the Grammys and the right. Oscars. Your job is just to move from seat to seat on the lower level to make sure it looks full.
And how many seat fillers did they have?
I think there were maybe 30 or so of us.
Just to make
maybe
sure
more.
All is full.
Yes.
So I had not good. Heard that before.
Yeah, it was a fun gig.
Yeah, I guess. Did you get paid?
I don't think I got paid. I think, you know, I just got to go for free.
Nice.
That's right. When I was unemployed looking for random stuff.
Hey, how do you find... Okay, next question, obviously. How do you find out about random stuff like that to do?
That one my dad told me about because he knew someone that was in charge of Global Spectrum Marketing at the time. Yeah. And yeah, so my dad tipped me off to that. And, you know, I emailed the guy and I was like, do you still need people? And they were like, yeah, can you bring a friend? And I was like, yeah.
Sure.
We're there.
I'm a seat filler. Nice. It's on the resume.
Yeah, it's not, but it should be. Should have that.
Well, because, look, we've burned 2 minutes talking about your seat filler opportunity. I think it's fascinating. All right.
It was neat.
All right.
So it's been moving on. Tuesday, another fun thing coming, The Price is Right Live.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, I've never been to it live. Love the show, though.
So what does this mean? I mean, what's going on?
So you get to actually play the games. You know, it's not filmed live for TV.
Right.
But you get to, you know, they bring down audience members, and they're going to have Plinko and the big wheel, and they even have the Showcase Showdown.
Wow. And where's this at?
So all the classics. This is at the Civic Center.
Huh. Fascinating. Okay.
It is.
And that's what day is that?
That is Tuesday, 7:30 p.m.
Very nice.
And then Wednesday, there is a Galentine's event. Are you familiar with Galentine's Day?
Galentine's Day?
Yes.
No.
It's a chance for gals to celebrate each other around Valentine's Day with your girlfriends, with your gals.
Oh, that sounds pretty interesting. So what does that mean? What do you do? Have you partaken of Galentine's Day?
I have done a Galentine's Day event before, and you know they can be many things, but this event specifically is Galentine's in Gears at the Des Moines Bicycle Collective in the East Village.
Got it.
So ladies, you know, can get their bikes tuned up, and they're going to have a photo booth, and you can make free cards to give to your other Galentine friends.
Yeah, Des Moines Bike Collective is a wonderful organization, and, mm-hmm. you know, they make available bicycles at a really inexpensive cost. So if you've got a child who's growing, you know, and you want to go ahead and you can get a bike very reasonably because these are all repurposed, refurbished bicycles at the Bike Collective. And then you turn around and you can take it back after the kid's outgrown that and get another one.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. I knew that, you know, you could get the bikes. I didn't know you could bring them back. That's
great. Sure. Sure, because they encourage that. So mm-hmm. because the next little boy or girl that fits in that particular bicycle mm-hmm. could get their bike at the Bike Collective.
So can I bring a bike there that I didn't get there originally? Can you donate bikes?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Jeremy Lewis is the executive director mm-hmm. of the Des Moines Bicycle Collective. And he's kind of a guy. He's today, okay, even as cool as it is, Jeremy rode his bike to work.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like all the time. And the Des Moines Bicycle Collective is a wonderful organization, and they do a lot of good in the community, and so it's the place to go to get that bicycle. But even a Galentine event.
Yeah, and this, yeah, Galentine's in Gears is Got the it. Name of the event.
Sounds like fun.
And then rounding out my list here, the last thing we have, the comedian Tom Segura is going to be in town. Are you familiar with him? He's got multiple Netflix specials. He's a pretty funny guy. He's going to be here starting on Thursday and until Saturday, I believe. He's got kind of got a little residency going on at the Funny Bone.
Ah.
Yeah.
So Funny Bone Comedy Club. So that would be fun to go. That's on Thursday.
Yes. Thursday it starts. But yeah, I think until Saturday he's here.
Wow. So he's going to be in residence, so to speak, for a couple of days.
Yeah. Multiple shows a night.
Yeah.
So lots of chances to catch him. And if you want to, you know, see his material before, he's got three or four specials on Netflix, and one came out in January called Disgraceful, the most recent one.
Very nice. All right. We got everything from art shows to comedy club stuff. Good stuff.
The Puppy Bowl?
The Puppy Bowl. Got to do the Puppy Bowl, of course. Why not? And that other bowl game, that other thing that's going on. So were you involved much with the Best of City View?
Yeah, I helped write it, me and Jeff and our intern Courtney. The three of us, we plugged away at that.
Yeah.
It's a beast.
We had, just earlier in the week, we had Shane on, Shane Goodman, who's the publisher and owner of City View. And we were talking about the Best of Des Moines and how many hours that takes to put together and all the work that it, I mean, that's a lot of stuff. And you got 296 categories or something like that. And
it's great. It's our biggest issue of the year by far. So many pages. And you had your win.
Thank you. Yeah, I did. I was very pleased. That was awfully kind of people to vote for me on that. One of the things I think is really stunning about this is how, and Shane said this, he said, you know, the companies that utilize the Best of Des Moines, the logo and the other things, and they use it in their marketing, have really seen an uptick in their business because it's recognized as a people's choice kind of a thing. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's all reader voted. You know, people think that we pick these, but that's not true. It's reader voted, reader submitted. And you see those, you know, everywhere around town, people display those proudly.
Yeah, it's a great promotion. It really is. And if it's used wisely by the people that win stuff, hey, it's even better.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Katie Colosimo, ladies and gentlemen, she is from City View on account of they know what to do. Thanks for doing this. All right, we've got a book on out of here because it's 6 o'clock, and this concludes another broadcast week of the Business News Hour. We will be back, God willing, on Monday at 5 o'clock. Until then, all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, Jimmy Olson, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Mary Sayer happens to be the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood, well, he is what they call the brand manager here of the radio station. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, produced, and directed and performed by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all of us associated with the News Hour, thanks so very much for spending the week with us. We'll be back once again on Monday at 5 o'clock. Until then, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.